Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, has made it the priority of his term in office to eliminate corruption within the Communist Party.
The party desperately wants the appearance of cracking down hard on corruption because they understand that rampant corruption is threatening the party's legitimacy.
Jillian Wong is a reporter for the Associated Press in Beijing. She has uncovered a story about how that crackdown has led to cases of abuse and torture.
The way it goes about investigating corruption tends to be so opaque within the party, controlled entirely by the party, that, you know, it allows for these types of abuse to occur.
The investigations are carried out under the government's detention and disciplinary system called Shuanggui.
It is an extra legal form of detention in that, you know, it operates entirely outside of the scrutiny or oversight of police or courts.
The party insists they need Shuanggui because the corruption is just that endemic. Corrupt officials, they say, could influence the legal process.
The party's solution to this is that it needs to go around the police and courts and order investigations into these officials where they can't control police officers or judges. When you spirit them away into secret detention, they can't call their allies and corroborate testimonies. They can't hide evidence. They can't run away. Those are all the arguments that the party has for needing this system.
Her report tells the story of a local official named Zhou Wangyan. She first saw his story on a Chinese lawyer's blog and convinced him to talk to her. Zhou was a director of his local land resources bureau. He parcels out land for developers. Wang says it's very common for developers to bribe officials like Zhou, and that's what first led authorities to him.
If he were arrested formally, that would have almost been a better fate for him.
Zhou Wangyan was accused of accepting bribes. He tells Jillian Wong that he is innocent.
He was in his office one morning when three men from the local party's Discipline Inspection Commission, who are the anti-graft investigators, showed up at his office and just told him he was to come with them.
Zhou made a call to his boss and another to his wife. He told her he'd be home soon. It turned out those investigators were convinced that Zhou had accepted about $16,000 in bribes, and they wanted him to confess.
They made him stand, and they surrounded him with men on four sides and just kept pushing him back and forth between them, letting him rest only for an hour a night. And this went on for a whole week.
According to Wang's reporting, that was just the beginning. Zhou was moved from location to location. They deprived him of sleep. Finally, they took him to the party's detention center.
From the outside, it looks like just any other plain government building, except it's got rows of steel bars across all of its windows. And inside, the rooms are fitted with walls that are covered in padding. Every corner is covered with a soft material. Taps are built into the wall, so detainees are not able to hurt themselves, the argument goes.
Wang says that's where he encountered the worst abuse.
He found himself beaten. He was only allowed one bowl of rice a day. They pressed his face into water in a sink until he thought he was drowning.
Jillian Wong says he was tortured for months. She says his femur, his thigh bone, was broken in three places.
You know, it's one of the strongest bones in your body. And he was 47 at the time and relatively fit. He's not a frail man.
The Associated Press has obtained records that verify Zhou's injuries. Doctors had to put three pins in his femur.
Medical records show that his legs, you know, from his thighs, his calves, his feet were swollen. The skin was red and hot, and there were huge bruises on his left thigh.
Jillian Wong says that when he was finally released, Zhou found that his options for recourse were limited.
Police were unable to investigate this case because basically party matters fall outside of the purview of police.
And his official complaints to party higher-ups have so far gone unanswered.
The officials we reached, they denied that any form of torture had taken place. But after we made those calls, officials called Zhou, telling him, warning him against talking to the foreign media about what happened.
Jillian Wong is a reporter for the Associated Press in Beijing. She says it's hard to know whether Zhou Wangyan is in danger now. You can read more about Zhou Wangyan and find a link to Jillian Wong's story at our website, npr.org.